All right, we continue on here, 1140 The Fan. Each and every Tuesday at 520, we bring on the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, Hugh Jackson. Hugh, welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Hugh, when you look back at Sunday, what was the most disappointing aspect of that game?
That I thought that that team kind of took it to us physically, and we didn't play as well as we could play.
Bottom line, I mean, physically, I mean, we it appeared, and we've been talking a lot of this with the fans, that your team came out flat. Is there such a word as that? I mean, what was it at the beginning of the game? It just seemed like your team was flat in that game.
I know everybody says that the word's flat. I don't think we were flat. I think we got outplayed and outcoached, and that's the bottom line. I mean, our team held that team to 6 points very early in the game, and we couldn't get going on offense. They took some things away from us. So I think it can appear as that the team is flat, but I don't think the team was flat at all.
When you arrived in South Florida, you had to deal with Rolando McClain. Can you explain to the fans what decisions went into the process of having him play on Sunday? I mean, what is it that happened between Friday night when you talked to him and Sunday where you said, okay, he's going to be playing?
Well, just having a very candid conversation with him, gathering more information. Once I got there, a lot of information was given to me, shared with me, things that I was able to get addressed through several different sources, then talked to him and felt very comfortable with the conversation that we had, talked into the team leaders, wanted to make sure that there wouldn't be an issue on our football team as far as him playing or not playing. Got that squared away, and then from there made the decision I thought it was best that he play. Obviously, he's been accused to have done these things. My information says that maybe there might be a different set of circumstances there, and the league at this point has not done, you know, they're in the process of investigating the situation, but there's nothing that the league has said, and so I made the decision that I will definitely discipline in-house McClain our way, and he knows that, but he also knows that if there's something else that comes out of this, I'm going to come down on him a lot more severe than what I have.
Hugh Jackson, the coach of the Raiders, I know you don't want to spend a lot of time on this, and I know there aren't things that you can say because it is under investigation, but is it safe to say that if you believe that those allegations were true and that the charges against him were indeed accurate, you would not have played him on Sunday?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, I think he knows that, and I think this football team knows that. So I felt very comfortable that he was being honest and forthcoming, and the people that I was in contact with and talked to were being very honest and forthcoming. So at the end of the day, you got to trust someone, and I'm going to trust our players until they prove otherwise. So that's why the decision was made.
All right, let's move on and talk about who the fans voted. They went to the Raiders' Facebook page, and they voted Darius Heyward-Bey, the 1140 player of the game. Again, you can go to the Raiders' Facebook page every day, and then each and every week you can vote. I mean, we talk about him, the improvement that he's made from year to year to year. What do you see? Where's he at right now early on in his football career with doing the things that you want to see him do, Coach, each and every week in the National Football League?
He's really grown. He's doing a good job. Darius is playing with a lot of confidence right now, and obviously we're getting him the ball. He's making some key catches. And I think he's getting better and better every week. I think, as I've always said, I think his best football is still ahead of him. I think he's growing, and we continue to look for him to continue to make plays as we go throughout this season.
Coach, we asked the fans to go to the Raiders Twitter page, at Raiders or at Grant Napier Show, so they can ask you a question. And this week's question, Coach, comes from Estevan C530, and he simply says, which players are closer to coming back this Sunday?
You know, that's a great question. I think they all are very close to coming back. Now, exactly when we're going to get them all back, I don't know that. Obviously, I think Denarius Moore, Jacoby Ford, Tywan Jones are probably a little bit closer than Darren, per se, but I think they're all are very close. I wouldn't be surprised if I seen them all out there tomorrow, and I wouldn't be disappointed if I didn't, because I think, you know, again, we still got to get the cardio where it needs to be, and we got to continue to make sure that these guys are totally healthy before we put them out there.
Hugh, other than scoring more points, how do you beat Green Bay?
Well, you got to slow him down. You got to do everything you can to get Aaron Rodgers off his spot so that he's not just sitting back there comfortably dealing the ball to all his different playmakers. We got to make sure that we get some of these balls. We got to get some turnovers from their offensive football team. And then on offense, we got to do a great job of taking care of the ball and securing the ball because they take it away. And then we got to make sure that when we get in the scoring zone that we score points.
Coach, Aaron loves to play action and roll out. I mean, it's important each and every Sunday, but this week in particular, how important is it that you have containment and that your defensive ends, your guys on the outside, don't kind of get caught leaking in?
It's very important because not only does he roll out and make those throws, he rolls out and he can run with the football. He's very athletic as a quarterback. Now, he's not only a good passer, but he's also a good runner with the ball. So we got to be very disciplined and make sure that we, you know, handle our edges correctly to make sure that he just can't take off and get outside or have the ability to escape up inside the pocket. So we got to do a great job with our defensive line.
Coach, we've talked so much about this in the NFL. You really can't afford to get too high after a win, and you can't afford to get two down after a loss. You've got a certain number of veterans on the team that I think would probably be able to help the younger players in dealing with that. But how quickly do you try to get the team to forget about Sunday, or do you, and to move on? Could you talk to the fans about that process of playing 16 weeks in the NFL?
Well, it's a long grind, you know, and obviously the Packers have done it as well as anybody, being 12-0. But when you do run into these bumps, as some teams do, you do have to put it behind you as quickly as you can. You don't want it to bleed over into the next week and cause you the opportunity not to have success. So obviously you have to learn from it, too. I mean, there are some things to grow from and learn from. Anytime you take a trip like that, that far back east, and don't play as well as you know you can, obviously there's several questions that come up, but I think we've addressed those. I think you get right back to work and focus on the next opponent. Make sure you clear your mind of the clutter that could still be there from the last game, but make sure that you get ready for the next opportunity that presents itself, because you know, in this league, you're only as good as your next game. So we won three in a row and then went down there and stubbed our toe in Miami. And now we got to get ready to go to Green Bay and play a great football game.
And these are the type of games where you need everything. You need, you know, the special teams. You know, we leave that out. You guys have great special teams, especially if you're healthy. I mean, how important is that coming into a game like this where you are playing a team at home? They have the MVP at quarterback. They're you know, 12-0 says it all. But you really need all three elements, don't you?
Yes, you do. I mean, obviously our football team's got to be hitting on all cylinders, offensively, defensively, and special teams in a game like this. Again, we're playing in their stadium, in their home, and they are the best team in football right now, and we get that opportunity. Everybody else has taken a chance at it. Now it's the Raiders' opportunity, and we're looking forward to it.
We talk about this every week, but when you have a player like a Richard Seymour that gets ejected from the game, I mean, how do you handle that as a coach?
You're disappointed. I mean, I was disappointed when it happened because I didn't see it. But now I've had opportunity to see the tape, and obviously they kicked him out. I mean, that's the referee's right to do so. When I looked at it, I didn't think there was much there. But again, that's what happened, and we have to deal with that accordingly. I mean, we have to make sure, as I said to Richard, you got to do everything you can to make sure that it's not even close to where official can take that opportunity to take you out of the game, because this football team needs you, and I think he understands that. He's been there, done that. The other ones to me were very noticeable. There was a noticeable difference between this one and the ones he's had in years past.
Yeah, so, I mean, you watched the tape. I thought so, too, when I was watching the game live. Should it have been a penalty? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't have any problem with the flag, but, you know, a quick left hand, gosh, I mean, you see that, I think, often, or, you know, it's not something that you don't see, and I was surprised. So what was the explanation you got on the field, or did you even get one from the official?
Yes, I did. The official told me that he punched him. You know, he punched him with a fist to the face, and that's not, you know, what it was.
Right.
So, again, you know, at the time when it happened, I didn't see it. You have to go with it because that's what was said, and that's what you were told that happened, and, you know, you got to play by the rules, and so that's what we did. But hopefully we'll get something back here that says that it wasn't, you know, as severe as everybody thought it was, and we can move forward from that also.
Has your pass protection kind of declined the last couple weeks? Is it? Can you explain that part? It seems like Palmer's getting the pressure and getting sacked. Do they need to play better? What's going on right now with the protection?
We need to play better. It's just that simple. I mean, we've played some very good pass rushers the last several weeks, starting with Jared Allen and obviously Julius Peppers in Chicago, and this past week was Cameron Wake. So we're playing the best of the best, and we got to rise up and make sure we get our quarterback protected. I mean, they're fighting. There's no question about that, but we can be a little bit sturdier on the edges so that we can keep our quarterback upright and standing.
You said you lost or you had won three in a row, and then you get beat badly on Sunday. I mean, you have a very good pulse of this team. Are you worried at all about the psyche of this team right now?
No, not at all. I'm disappointed, like I said, in the outcome of the last game, because we had a chance to get to 8-4, and we didn't do it, and now we're 7-5 team that's in a very tight race in our division, and Denver's playing well. I'm not worried about the pulse of this football team. I know the heart of this team. I know what's in that locker room. These guys know what's in front of us and what the opportunities are. We're starting into the last quarter of the season, and it's like 0-0 now in this division. So what we got to do is play. We got to play big-time football over the next month, and hopefully it'll take us right into the playoffs. And so I think that's the key. That's what we're working towards, and that's what we're looking forward to doing.
Maybe this is just fan talk here because I have to deal with it for 4 hours every day, and you know, fans look at it this way. But, I mean, doesn't it really come down to this? I mean, if at the beginning of the season someone said that, hey, the first Sunday in December or second Sunday, whatever this Sunday is going to be, you as a football team control your own destiny, I mean, that's a pretty good position to be in, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It really is. I mean, we haven't and we're not in a situation where we need help from anybody. What we need to do is keep playing and keep winning. And that's what we need to do, and I think our players understand that. Not that I think we went out last week with the thought process, well, let's just write this one off. We didn't play very well. And that other team was ready to play, and they beat us. What we need to do is not have that happen again, because what that told me is that could happen. And we have to guard against that, you know, as a football team, and make sure that every opportunity that we step out there on that football field, that we're ready to go and ready to play.
Now, Hugh, I know you're 100% into your NFL mentality. You know, you got the big game coming up, you're thinking playoffs, but I also know you're a big NBA fan, and the schedule came out today, and here in Sacramento we're going crazy because the day after Christmas the Kings open up against your Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh boy.
Yep. So we're going to start talking NBA too. I know you probably don't even care. You'll start watching the NBA in February, right, Coach?
Absolutely. But I do follow my team, and I wish them well. But we need to get ready for these Packers and get ourselves ready to go.
All right. Sounds good. We'll talk to you next week. Okay. Take care. All right. That's Hugh Jackson. He is a big NBA fan. I love talking NBA basketball with him. And he is a Laker fan. And, you know, you can't hold that against him, I guess. But he does love NBA basketball. The head coach of the Raiders, Hugh Jackson.